You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like that dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, inexplicably, we are in the 4 o'clock hour. This show has flown by, Boom. I mean, I'm just saying, this is wow.
Absolutely.
I mean, but when you're having fun. Yeah.
It flies.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you guys know we've talked about it multiple times on the show. And save the rocket. So number two of the Triple Dipper, which we're only in two of the three. But number two of the Triple Dipper is Save the Rocket. And so I'm bringing somebody on right now. Rather than just hearing me opine, which I've done several times on this matter, and then all you guys, I mean, the text lines have blown up on this issue. I'll just tell you, the sentiment that I see right now is the general public would like to save the rocket. And I completely agree. Well, somebody who has actually been working the issue, not just talking about it, somebody I've been getting to know lately is Steve Thornton. He's the chief executive officer from Montesano Research. They are a company that does any number of smart things like systems engineering, flight motion simulation, guidance and navigation control, propulsion, all of it. You can imagine with that kind of background, they're interested in matters of space, but he's also interested in his community, and he's working the issue hard. So without further ado, let me just bring on Steve Thornton. Steve, how you doing?
Hey, very good, Phil. Thank you so much for having us on, and thank you so much for heralding this extremely important topic of our Saturn 1B. You know, for more than 44 years, our Saturn 1B, located at the I-65 road stop in Ardmore, has greeted tens of millions of travelers since it arrived and was originally erected in 1979.
Yeah, I can remember it most of my life. I mean, I can't imagine driving back from Tennessee or up towards Tennessee and not seeing it standing there. But the thing that really gets me is it's real. This is not a monument that was made to look like a Saturn 1B. This is a Saturn 1B.
It is the Saturn 1B. It is the real thing, and it's one of two, arguably at most three, remaining in existence, certainly one of only two in fully configured configuration. This Saturn 1B, more than being original, has become a long-standing symbol of Alabama's technology achievements, and it's our part in the achievements of our nation.
Well, It's
become synonymous with the state of Alabama. And, you know, there's been so much recently, and we're grateful for this, very recently, the shock and surprise to the public is getting out in the media. It's been heralded as a done deal, but we need to have a little bit better assessment of what's going on, and therefore we're asking for it. And we want to bring a little bit of logic and sense to bear. We do not believe that destroying this rocket is necessary. We don't believe it's prudent, and we don't believe it's a matter of money, ultimately, or of technology. There is a sufficiency of will, both in the public and in the legislature, to save this rocket.
Well, so I've seen some of the reports, Steve. There's the one that was done last year for the U.S. Space and Rocket Center that's being touted as the grounds by which we base the decision to take it down and get rid of it. But then I've also seen documentation that indicates that other organizations that are equally qualified to assess have found that it's not too expensive to repair. It's not too far gone. So address those for me, if you will. Is it too far gone? Is it too expensive? Give me the thoughts.
Well, if someone says it's too far gone, we say, wait a minute. The alleged uncertainty of future viability, quote unquote, is just that. It means there's not necessarily an impossibility to preserve, only a lack of will to preserve. We don't see any proposals or formal estimates to repair or stabilize the rocket. The numbers that are being bandied about essentially are conjectures and rough estimates, not written condition reports. Don't we owe it to ourselves to get a few real estimates? Are we proposing to destroy a national treasure without knowing the real numbers? This simply cannot be.
I completely agree. I mean, we should know what the ground truth really is, but all right, there's the cost issue and all that, but let me ask you this. You made a comment a moment ago about it being, I forgot how you worded it, too far gone or unstable. Is it? I mean, is it going to fall over the next big wind? What are we looking at here?
Well, we have recent evidence that a landmark once-in-a-lifetime windstorm came through, and it did not fall down. There are conservators' opinions that will point to the fact that we do not believe that it is too far gone, and we do not believe that it's too expensive to repair. When you look at the alternatives, it's not just what does it take to do the right thing with this rocket. The real question is, if you were going to do something else, what would it cost? And the evidence, I believe, will support the fact that simply by the numbers, the most cost-effective thing that we can do is preserve and make this rocket available for the next 45 years. It's stood there for 44 years. It has extraordinary historical value. It's a priceless national artifact, and it shouldn't be destroyed. And the public is not necessarily fully aware that taking it down will, in fact, be its destruction. The dismantling or the decomposition, we need not be deceived. It will be destroyed. It will be chopped up. It will be put in a trash can, and that will be the end of that iconic, precious asset.
Wow. I mean, that's sobering to think about it. But so let me ask you this. I hear folks say things like, it was only meant to fly once. It can't live outdoors forever. But what are your thoughts on that? I mean, this thing, I mean, can we, and I've seen there are metal buildings that stand for 100 years. I mean, there are man-made objects that withstand the test of time. Is this one of those that can be continually refurbished, refreshed, protected in some way, and then continue to stand?
Well, of course, such artifacts were not originally designed for this purpose. That's why museums around the world do the work to preserve outdoor exhibits. This is equally true of all the space hardware that's now being maintained and preserved outdoors all over the country. The point really is, if you don't care for them in a curative manner, then of course they will deteriorate into nothing. This parlays back into the expense question, and we assert, what is too expensive? What is the worth of this rocket, and what is its appraisal value? We simply want a second opinion based on an honest desire to maintain and preserve this Saturn 1B in its present location. We believe that there's more than sufficient private interests and funds available to protect and provide for our national and state treasure in perpetuity. There are several measures of its value, and some of that might be defined as interest in other third parties that would very much like to have our rocket.
Well, I'm sure they would. I mean, that's the thing, is when you look at, you've got something, sometimes value is what other people, you know, place on it. And the idea that we've got something that others are already expressing interest, it clearly indicates that there's still value in it. But it's right now, it's still ours, and it sits on state property. And I think we have a requirement or a duty there to take care of it. But let me ask you this. There are some that say, and I think this is a fallacious argument, to be honest, but there are some that say, you know, we need something new. That's an old version of NASA. That's an old version of space. That's, you know, what? All right, give me your thoughts on that, because I can rip that one to shreds, but I want to hear your thoughts on it.
Well, let's contrast and compare. Of course, we want things that represent current state of the art and futuristic technologies, but these are the things that we should do in addition to the things that we also should do with preserving of our national artifacts and our state legacy and our heritage. We should do that in addition. What if, for example, you had the Nina The original Nina or Pinta or Santa Maria sitting at your rest stop, would you tear it down to put up a newer boat? It's hard to imagine that we would eagerly disregard some of the best of what defines Alabama and despise this element in arguably one of the greatest achievements in mankind.
Well, I mean, that's a cogent argument. And I think you're right. I think anybody that says we need something that shows the new version of space, space flight, I say put that right next to it, but don't take down the one you've got.
It's historically significant to the history of Alabama's space program. It's a longstanding symbol of our technology achievements, our part in the space race, our achievements in the nation, and again, it's synonymous with the state of Alabama.
Yeah, absolutely is. Listen, Steve, we're going to take a quick break right now. If you can hang on through the break, I want to come back and ask you to tell our folks, because we have a lot of listeners, what they can do to get involved with this. But in the meantime, can you hang on during break?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're with Steve Thornton right now, CEO of Montesano Research, and actively engaged in what it takes to preserve the rocket. Save the rocket. That's what I'm saying. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're going back into our discussion right now. We're in number two of today's Triple Dipper, Save the Rocket. So here's the thing. It takes money, it takes time, it takes people, it takes skill, all of which can be obtained. But you got to have somebody leading the way on it right now. Steve Thornton appears to be the guy. So Steve Thornton on the line with us right now, CEO of Montesano Research. Hey, Steve, thanks for spending some time. And
no, thank you. Thank you so much for heralding this very important issue. Let me re-summarize it very concisely so we all can have the takeaway we need for today. The Saturn 1B rocket, located at the Tennessee-Alabama I-65 Welcome Center, has served as a symbol of Alabama's technological accomplishments for more than 44 years. It has extraordinary historical value. It is a priceless national artifact. It should not be destroyed. We believe it's our responsibility to conserve and protect our nation's priceless artifacts. And this Saturn 1B at the Welcome Center in Elkmont, Alabama, is such an artifact. It should be restored. So the question, what is going on here? Here's some observations. All parties involved in this issue agree something needs doing, but differing parties have different values, which lead to different judgments. Yet, as you know, there is still a tremendous passion in this district, in this state, and in this nation that will seek to do everything possible to maintain, preserve, and protect this rocket in its present location, both now and for the future. Was it a bad idea to put the rocket there in the first place? No, absolutely not. It was the right thing to do in the beginning, and it's the right thing to protect and preserve it now. So where are we at? NASA owns this rocket, has it on loan to the United States Space and Rocket Center. Apparently, neither one wants to retain the rocket, be responsible for it going forward, or spend money on it. And apparently, are not interested in any other entity taking charge of the rocket or spending money on it either. So the time has come to get this rocket into the hands of those who will value and preserve our state and national monument for the historical treasure that it is. What can you do to help? If you love the Rocket, if you see its value to Huntsville and Alabama, if you would be heartbroken if the Rocket were removed and destroyed, then join us. We plan to save the Rocket. We will need volunteers and donations in order to make this happen. That right now, we need support. Again, this Rocket is a symbol of our legacy, a reminder of the achievements that have happened here. Going to the moon may be one of the greatest achievements of mankind. So we want you to be aware that you can contact us to help us at savealabamasrocket@gmail.com. That's one string, savealabamasrocket@gmail.com.
And was that Save Alabama's plural, like an S on the end of Alabama, Save Alabama's Rocket? Is that right?
Yes, no apostrophe, Save Alabama's plural, Rocket, all one string, @gmail.com.
Outstanding. Well, listen, Steve, I saw an article on AL.com. You're talking about holding a fundraiser. You're talking about trying to raise upwards of $10 million. We're also looking at the possibility of the Attorney General's office having to render a ruling about whether it's protected under Alabama's Monument Preservation Act. So I'm really stoked that this is all going on, and there's still more to come. I mean, I know there's ownership issues, conservatorship issues. Of course, there's fundraising issues. So say it again, the website or the email address where they can contact you if they want to get involved or provide some support. How do we do it?
Save Alabama's Rocket. @gmail.com. That's a plural in Alabama. savealabamasrocket@gmail.com. We're just so grateful that we're finally getting a chance to herald this issue, and we're looking for as much public interest and public support as we can garner.
All right. Well, that's perfect. And I tell you what, Steve, what I want to do is I want to keep this topic open, so to speak. So in the future, as things progress, even if you have an update and you want to send me a text, I'll announce it. But the case here is being made that the Rocket needs to be saved. Not a fake version of it, shipping it off to a museum site, but preserving what we have, where we have it, because it's worth saving. And Steve,
here's Thornton, something that will
yeah, go ahead. We got about 30 seconds.
Here's something that'll resonate with you. It's simply the right thing to do.
There you go. That's well said. All right. Hey, Steve Thornton, thanks for making time for us today. We'll be in touch, and we'll update this again later on, okay?
Blessings. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. That was cool. I love the fact, and I knew this would happen. I knew somebody was going to grab hold of this and make it a project, Boomer. You know, when we first talked about this that very first time. I had a feeling this was going to be a grassroots thing. It was not going to be like the legislature got involved and chose to do. No, it's going to be a grassroots effort, and that's what you just heard. That was the beginning of grassroots right there. All right, well, God bless them. Listen, we're going to talk about this from a legal perspective. I'm going to keep this thread going. We get back from the break. We will be on it, just on it like white on rice. I'm saying we're going to save the Rocket, and you got to do that. You got to know what the laws are and what the impediments are, and I will cover down on some details when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.